1 Peter, chapter 2. Putting away therefore all wickedness, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings. As newborn babies, long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that you may grow by it to salvation. If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God elect, precious. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in Scripture, "Look, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will not be put to shame. For you therefore who believe is the preciousness, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. And, a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, for they stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they were appointed. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and pilgrims, to abstain from fleshly desires, which war against the soul. Having your behavior seemly among the Gentiles, that, in what they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king, as supreme, or to governors, as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers and for praise to those who do well. For so is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your freedom for a cloak of wickedness, but as slaves of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Household slaves, be in subjection to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is acceptable, if for conscience toward God a man endures griefs, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if, when you sin, and are buffeted for it, you will take it patiently? But if, when you do good, and suffer for it, you will take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, did not threaten, but delivered himself to him who judges righteously. Who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep that go astray, but have now been returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.